This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress's constituency-level convention held in 149 constituencies under the party's 14th General Convention. President Vidyadevi Bhandari says all should work for the conservation of the Chure region. Supreme Court to assign bench for hearing through lottery system, and at least 12 killed in armed attack in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has said the government should work with all the concerned sites for the conservation of the Chure region. Inaugurating a stadium constructed at Motihani of Mohottari district yesterday, President Bhandari stressed the need for checking erosion of the Chure region to preserve the arable lands from turning into desert. On the occasion, the president applauded the province to government's campaign of promoting education to the daughters. She also suggested the federal government to expand the campaign across the country. Also speaking at the program, province 2 Chief Minister Lal Babu Rawat said the province government forwarded the daughters' education campaign, realizing the significance of the participation of educated women in the government for development. President Bhandari also said all should work for the conservation of national heritages and culture. The Supreme Court is to schedule the cases for hearing through lottery system. As the amended regulation of the Supreme Court was published in the Nepal Gazette yesterday, the cases for the hearing and the benches would be scheduled through a lottery system. Earlier, the Chief Justice would assign the cases for the hearings. Meanwhile, 11 benches out of 12 benches that were assigned for yesterday conducted the hearing on 28 cases. Meanwhile, the agitating Nepal Bar Association continued its protest yesterday as well, demanding the resignation of Chief Justice Cholendra Samshir Janga Bahadur Rana. Nepal Bar Association has submitted memos to House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota and various political parties demanding them to relieve the Chief Justice from his responsibility. The Nepali Congress held its convention in 149 constituencies of the House of Representatives yesterday. The party's Central Election Committee said of the 165 constituencies, 16 House of Representatives constituencies had already held their party's convention. The election constituency level convention would elect the representatives for the party's general convention, which would in turn select the central leadership. The Nepali Congress, Congress's 14th General Convention is taking place on December 10 to December 12 in Kathmandu. The standing committee meeting of CPN-UML is taking place at 11 a.m. today. UML leader Subhash Demang said the standing committee meeting would discuss the preparation for the party's upcoming National General Convention. The UML is holding the 10th National General Convention from the 26th to 28th of November in Chitwan. The government has started providing COVID-19 vaccine to all people above 18 years of age. Earlier, the vaccination campaign was only focused on the target groups. Joint spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, said the government decided to provide vaccines to all above 18 as the vaccine supplies were regular. He urged all the eligible citizens who were missed in the previous vaccination campaigns to visit the nearby vaccination centres and get the vaccine. The government has a target of vaccinating one-third of the population by coming mid-January and 21.7 million people by coming mid-April. As per the latest data, 30% of the total population has been given the first dose, while 26% of the population are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 infection. Meanwhile, a total of 385 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal yesterday. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while conducting tests on 12,697 samples. Likewise, 258 people recovered yesterday itself. Similarly, 4 corona patients died of the vaccine virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,500 in the country so far. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Krishna Shrestha, and Ambassador of Saudi Arabia to Nepal, Mushaid bin Sulaiman Al Marwani, held talks yesterday. During the meeting held at the Labour Ministry, Minister Shrestha urged the Ambassador to facilitate finalising the bilateral labour agreement that is in the due process. In reply, the Saudi Arabian ambassador said the Saudi Arabian government was ready to give the final shape to the agreement soon, and it would address the problems of labourers working in Saudi Arabia. Four companies have been shortlisted for carrying out the study required for placing Nepal's own satellite into the orbit. Nepal Communications Authority shortlisted the 4 out of 8 international companies that had presented technical and financial proposal last month. The shortlisted companies are Euroconsult of France, Turkstat of Turkey, Estritel Incorporate of the United Arab Emirates, and Thailand's Thaicom. Nepal Telecommunications Authority's spokesperson Santosh Paudil said, based upon the technical and financial proposal presented by the shortlisted companies, one company would be selected to work towards launching Nepal's own satellite. The government has set the target of operating country's own satellite within the year 2022 and also released a policy for it last July. The Election Commission is to collect name list of voters from the local levels from the 3rd of December. The Election Commission informed that the voters' name list were being collected from the district administration offices of all 77 districts and 40 area administration offices. The name list would be collected from all the local levels. The Commission further said the voters' name list would be collected for 10 days in hilly and mountainous regions and 15 days in Tarai and Kathmandu Valley-based districts. The Book Bus, a program of the U.S. Embassy Kathmandu, is organizing the 5th Innovation in Education Fair. The event would be organized virtually from November 24th to December 5th. In the program, individuals contributing to bringing in new approaches to the education system of Nepal would be discussing the creative and innovative practices in education. According to the U.S. Embassy, discussions would also be held in program on topics such as music for transforming classrooms in schools, addressing the various needs of students, reading and writing as learning tools, encouraging students' inquisitiveness and relevance of classroom. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Armed rebels have killed at least 12 people during an attack on displaced civilians in the northeastern Ituri province of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Fighters from the Cooperative for the Development of Congo group raided the village of Drodro on Sunday night, killing 6 children, 4 men and 2 women. The United Nations says the attack by the group have killed hundreds of civilians in Ituri province's Juju territory since 2017 and forced thousands to flee their homes. According to US-based Kivu Security Tracker, which maps violent incidences in the Democratic Republic of Congo, 107 bodies had been found in Drodro and surrounding villages. The German health minister has warned citizens they would be either vaccinated, cured, or dead from COVID-19 by the end of winter as several European countries impose restrictions amid surging infections. As intensive care beds fill up fast, Germany's worst-hit regions have ordered new shutdowns, including the closure of Christmas markets. In regions with high hospitalization rates, the unvaccinated will be barred from the public spaces like cinemas, gyms and indoor dining. Outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel warned the Germans' current COVID restrictions, including barring the unvaccinated from certain public spaces, are not enough. The European Union's most populous country, Germany, added another 30,643 cases on Monday, according to Robert Koch Institute Health Agency, bringing the total since the start of the pandemic to just more than 5.3 million. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern region and high mountainous regions remains. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature for the past 24 hours was 23.8 degrees Celsius and minimum was 11.3 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepali Congress's constituency-level convention held in 149 constituencies under the party's 14th General Convention. President Bidyadevi Bhandari says all should work for the conservation of the Churay region. Supreme Court to assign bench for hearing through lottery system, and at least 12 killed in armed attack in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.